Okay. And the visuals, could you change them also?
Yes, so that was the second thing that happened to complicate life. So I had never seen these images so large. I worked on these with my friend Peter Chilvers, who is a programmer and an artist himself, a musician himself, I should say. And we had been working, we had quite a big screen in London to work on, but nothing like the size of this. When they were that size, suddenly they were quite different. And I liked them. I was very impressed by the size. Size matters, as they say. But then we were fiddling around a little bit, and Peter changed the coding, the way the algorithm works. And suddenly everything went soft. So all the sharp edges disappeared. And the colors got a new kind of intensity. Now, I'm very critical about colors, particularly from projectors. And for the first time ever, I saw a real brown from a projector. Now, brown is not a color people get very excited about. But it's a very hard color to make in light. And to make a rich, deep brown, like a chestnut brown, and these projectors did that. It's the first time I've seen a real deep, rich brown. So I got very excited about that. It was partly to do with the projectors and partly to do with this defocusing that we had achieved in the programming. But of course, the problem was that meant I had to write a different piece of music. Mm. So I was already on piece of music number 3 and quite pleased with it. And then we went into this new defocused world, so I had to do another more defocused piece of music. But that's why I like doing these things. It's nice to work under pressure.